Podcast is rolling.
Bobby Hicks is, in everyone's mind, a bit of a legend, but he just told me he'd rather not be a legend, he'd just rather be a well-substantiated rumor. He's written so many Florida songs, I'd have to go through the whole alphabet to name them all. Some of my favorites are Great and Jackson and the Swanee, and songs from A to Z, like Alcoholic Alligator to Zachariah Creech. You got it all. And ladies and gentlemen, he's Florida. Need I say more?
Thank you, Kathy. You know, I kind of wish the sound people would go down the main stage and give them a lesson. I thought the sound here was much better than it was at the main stage. Louder isn't always better, is it? Like she said, Jimmy does have CDs on sale, and Jimmy's going to give you the same guarantee I will. If for any reason you're dissatisfied with the contents of those CDs, you just return the unused portion of that CD, and we'll return the unused portion of your money. No, that's not an original. That was Don Groom's guarantee, by the way. And Don would tell that because a lot of times we play a place and nobody ever mentioned we had any products, so Don would always have the part about the guarantee, and he sold many more with the guarantee than a sensitive singing voice. But Jimmy and I are getting ready to, we're going to fire up on our Florida Fish Camp tour, and then next year we'll be on the Shrimp Boat tour, and you know, it's just one of those deals, folks. You know, so look for us in a fish camp near you. And I think we're getting ready to go on net with this stuff. I believe we're gonna start I'm not gonna be on the damn internet, folks. Hell, it takes me all day to get a game of Free Cell on the damn screen. You know, but. And Don Grooms, you know, he hated computers. And I said, I'll get one when Don Grooms gets one. And then he got one. See, you know, he taught journalism at University of Florida, and he figured if you didn't have just stacks of paper all wadded up around an old typewriter, that you really knew nothing about journalism. And now, you know, you just push delete. You know, What kind of trial and tribulation of a writer? And even if you push delete and delete the wrong sentence, you can go back in the damn thing and fish it back up. Unless it's something really important. You know, like when you deposited an extremely large amount of money in the bank says, "Sir, we know you made the deposit, but we can't find it." She mentioned the Swanee. So I'll open with a song about the Swanee. One I wrote years ago, I was having a little fight with Occidental Chemical and Petroleum. They wanted to mine the Swanee River Basin, basically back, you know, down through here. They wanted to reroute the river, put it in a straight ditch, get what's left of the phosphate out there. And at the time, we weren't selling any phosphate domestically. It was all going to the Soviet Union and Japan, respectively. And I realize a lot of y'all from around here, and you wanted that work, but I'm sorry, you know, I think that was just a little bit much to ask of the rest of the country to give up another river for about 18 months of work. I wasn't trying to keep y'all from working. You know, I'm a damn Republican, you know. I mean, y'all know I'm screwed up in the first damn place, but I'm not trying to keep anybody from working, but I don't want you to go kill something to work a job that's not going to pay you enough money to raise a family and build a house either. And I'm going to get all this out of the way. Let me get my flag waving done. You know, a lot of people, a girl told me one time, she said, "Yeah, I'm a lefty like you." And she thought I was on her side of the fence because I was fighting some development, you know, and a government issue down in Hillsborough County. You know, Hillsborough County, where we got the best government money can buy. But anyway, and she didn't understand, you know, I'm a flag waver. I'm a right winger, but I do know the difference between right and wrong. I don't vote party lines. But I just want to remind y'all, tomorrow's Memorial Day. And Memorial Day is where we pay tribute to not our veterans, but the soldiers that are no longer with us. As veterans, we say to friends not present. And just keep ever mindful that your right to carry a sign was earned and protected by a man carrying a gun. So God bless our soldiers and veterans, and let's remember those friends not present. This whole festival is about rite of passage. So I charge our children with keeping this fight against what's right and wrong. You know, and always take your time and stand back long enough to figure out that right and wrong ain't what's popular and what's not. And sometimes a degree doesn't give anybody a right to tell you what's right and wrong, because, you know, sometimes you need somebody with a clear head that doesn't have a lot of education cluttering up their mind. And if y'all want to feel old, if you remember my little red-headed boy, there he is right there. Wave at him, Dawson. Up in the Georgia pines, where her waters first flow, down through White Springs, a place most of us know, then it's on across Florida to the Gulf of Mexico, how the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. Her natural beauty always has seemed to be such a treasure of this wondrous stream, as she wanders through legends, songs, poems, and dreams, for the Suwannee flows deep in my heart. What have we left for the ones that we're leaving? Perhaps some old memories they won't be believing. Maybe some snapshots that'll start them into grieving for the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. Will McLean sang about Florida Sam, Don Grooms and Jim Billy about the Indian man, while me and White and Markle were still trying to make a stand for the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. God bless Thelma Bolton, she remembered back when a sweeter, cleaner water still flowed round the bend. To some, just a river, but to us, an old friend is a Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Occidental calls it progress, but the crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. I gaze around Florida at the swamps they've laid dry. They fill and they dredge to build buildings to the sky. When you fill it, you kill it. How the thought makes me cry for the Suwannee that flows deep in my heart. How I wish I could turn the clocks back before industrial parks and her factory stacks. Boy, you mine the damn phosphates and her waters turn black, for the Suwannee flows deep in my heart.
Sure, son. Grab me that. Never know when there's going to be a fire. Thank you. January 1st was 22 years sober, folks. Which reminds me of one of those songs I wrote back when I wasn't so sober, you know? Old Jerry Lawrence Bullard was talking about how different it was back when I was drinking, when I used to start hitting those people in the chest with my finger. I don't know if any, oh well. I was playing a bar, Pete Gallagher. Y'all know him? Yeah, I do a radio show with him every Thursday morning down in Tampa. And he booked me in a place over at Sunset Beach. I guess that's how he got the name Sunset Beach Pete. Yeah, they give him free drinks and bars over there. And he got me over there, and hell, I ended up in a damn fight with a Canadian over there. Yeah, and they told Jimmy Carrick, you know, there was trouble, and they'd never had any trouble there before. And Jimmy said, "Well, was that Bobby's first time there?" And they said, "Yeah." He said, "Well." But back when I was drinking, I wrote this one. Here you go. When I say alcoholic alligator, I'm not talking about some drunk from Moorhaven went to University of Florida. I'm talking about a true reprobate of reptilian lineage. You like that word? I learned that one in Reader's Digest. I was down on the Okeechobee about 20 years ago. I was doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know. We was drifting toward Moorhaven about as fast as a flat bottom flows. When a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. In the very next verse, I'll explain as why we was drifting in the first place. Well, mercury makes a pretty good outboard. That gas ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I hadn't charged my batteries so my trolling motor would not spin. I spied him off with a paddle. Then I dropped that paddle in. Mama said there'd be days like this, but she never hinted they'd come a week at a time. To anybody on the big lake that day, it must have been a heck of a sight. I fed him a life jacket and a CB radio, trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all. Too much beer, they could only laugh at a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. Definitely one of those don't just do something, sit there type of situations. Well, I finally threw a Budweiser at him, and I watched as he drained the can. After he downed a couple of six-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to shore, started rolling around in the sand. Realized I was down on Lake Okeechobee with an alcoholic alligator on my hands. Yeah, woe be the drinking man tries to spit that last line out. But it's all right to add a couple of extra syllables per line when you're a folk singer. Well, I finally flagged a fisherman down. He towed us to Moorhaven's lock. I related the story about the reptile, about how that gator got crocked. He countered with a fishing tale of his own of one dark Okeechobee night. Claims he caught a 20-year-old Coleman lantern and still was a burning bride. He said, "We both are liars, son. As fishermen, we got the ride. You sober up that alligator, and I'll blow out that lie." But I tell you, friends and neighbors, my gator tale is true. You better heed my words, cause someday might swim up to you. So if you're down on the Okeechobee and your canoe he tries to crush, just give him two or three six-packs, he'll swim off a harmless lush. Would it be that difficult to take a little of that guitar out of the monitor? I mean, if the mix gets really bad, y'all can fix that up out there, but When I say moonshine, I'm not talking about ambient starlight shining down on the face of this planet. I'm talking about something you drank a little bit of, it feel better than you ever have before. Drank too much, feel worse than you ever will again. Friend of mine, Lance Lazenby, over around Melrose, Florida, likens moonshine unto autumn leaves. Claims as you drink it, you turn colors and fall. Up in Northwest Florida, the panhandle to some of you, they call it bullfrog. They claim you drinks a little, you hops around a little bit, and then you croak. And you know I was drunk when I wrote this one, because who the hell would write a song in the key of D minor? Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, was Grayton Jackson. He's a Florida backwoods man, like three daddies come before him, makes his living off the land. Minds his own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. I was cruising old Highway 90 in the heat of a July day when I seen an old Jimmy broken down just east of Bonne Fay. I offered the driver up a ride, answered with a smile. Such a long way to Miller Crossroads, but I'll make it worth your while. I said I was on vacation, set out to clear my mind. I'd left my watch in Tampa, I wasn't pressed at all for time. Said Tampa's a long, long way from here, I've never been south of Perry. He stopped to take a sip from a pocket flask he carried. He offers me that bottle, saying this here ain't store-bought, but it's good for what is from arthritis to whooping cough. So being the fool that I am, well, I takes a big old sip, then turn so as not to burn him with the flames coming from my lips, singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, we never had no drugs, but the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. He said, that's Jackson whiskey, been making it 100 years. I was trying hard to hear him through the buzzing in my ears. He said, you got to learn to sip it, son, it sets you right on fire. I figure it's about 190 proof and it just don't get much higher. Well, by now I was breathing normal again. In fact, I was feeling fine. First time my sinuses had been clear since 1969. He started looking around my van. He noticed the guitar case. Said, you have to do us a tune when we get out to my place. Said, life gets pretty busy with a wife and 7 kids. Never had to look back twice on anything I did. My family's needing something, liking a little cash. This runs off in the pines and I runs a little sour mash. Singing, sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, we never had no drugs, but the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. That crossroads more just a place on the map than it was any kind of a town. Might as well have been blindfolded for all the roads that led me down. Well, it finally came to Graydon's place out of them old pine woods. I realized that in 100 years the Jacksons had done good. As if he could read my mind, he said, I'd better explain. We got a lot of money that needed right away for the train. But Daddy never let it change him, claimed a man needs work for a living. Who could want anything more than what this land's been given? So we put the money on back, in case the kids ever want to get away. Good enough for my daddy's good enough for me, so I just reckon I'll stay singing. Sometimes it ain't so bad, sometimes it ain't so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, we never had no drugs, but the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. I stayed with them almost a week, by then I could understand why a man with $1 million still scratched a living from the land. He had 7 kids that loved him, wife set the table well. I tell you, if it got any better than this, then God would have kept it for himself, singing, sometimes I need so bad, sometimes I need so good. I takes it all in stride, cause my living's in the woods. Ain't got much crime or violence, we never had no drugs, but the moon comes through the pines and mason jars and gallon jugs. Way up in northern Florida, not far from Alabama, was Graydon Jackson, he's a Florida backwoods man. Like 3 daddies come before him, makes his living off the land. Minds his own damn business, but he'll help you if he can. All right, what we're going to do, they're only paid till 7 o'clock. So about 5 minutes, they're going to shut down the sound. I'm going to come out there and finish the set off acoustic, if that's all right. We'll just... Yeah. Not? Oh, hell, don't do that. These people, some of these people stay. You just don't know about us. A lot of us ain't really got a life, but... You want to hear the grossest fishing joke I've ever... No, I'm not going to tell you. Y'all know I've been buying these motorcycles down the south cheap, hauling them up north and selling them. These Yankees got more money and they got tire them. They can't come down here and look for a cheap motorcycle, so they give me a lot of money for it, so I don't have to do any real kind of work. Y'all understand that, right? Hey, I'm going to tell you the joke. All right, here we go. JFK Jr.'s plane crash. And you know, I'm going to tell you, I was suspicious of that at first. I'm sorry about the outcome of it, but you know, when he first crashed, I thought it was going to be like his Uncle Ted. You know, I figured he'd show up the next day, tell him where to find the crash, you know. But instead, the Coast Guard showed up at Ted's door, you know, and they said, we got bad news, and we got some good news, and then we got some great news. And Ted Kennedy said, well, what's the bad news? They said, well, we found the crash, and John's in it, you know. And Ted says, man, that's terrible news. What's the good news? They said, well, he's covered in lobsters and blue crabs. And they said, well, what's the great news? They said, we put him back down. We're bringing him up again tomorrow. Yeah, it's sick, but you'll tell it if you can remember it. That's right, folks. The boy's crazy. He ain't right, but as long as you laugh, they won't lock me up. You don't know. Every damn time I'd get ready to go over to the Bahamas, I'd be there at West Palm to get some gasoline. They make us all move off the fuel dock because the Honey Fitz was coming through, the Kennedy's yacht. Hell, the Kennedys weren't on it. They had some damn, you know, captain bringing it down for the winter. But they'd make us move out of there. You thought, you know, the Jehovah himself was coming in, you know. So I'm tired of them kicking me around, you know. And they're from Boston. I don't understand that. Somebody explained to me something. Well, I understand it now. It's been explained to me. Y'all don't need to come up at the show and explain about why Boston's got so many big families. It's been explained to me. Because, see, it shocked me that they had any children at all. Because, you know, where I come from, a Boston accent is a hell of a form of birth control. And this has got nothing to do with any of that, but I just want to share my thoughts about Boston with you. Oh, yeah, somebody asked me earlier, how come you don't say anything about the Tampa Bay Bucks? And made me think like Jim Blue used to ask, can I see a show of hands? He said, life's pretty rough when your living's in the Gulf. Fishing buys your groceries. Banks have never understood when the weather's no good. You still got a family to feed. You can load up your boat, you can roll up the coast, trying to fill your hooks or your nets. Or second guess storms down south where water's warm, batten it down and give it your best. Keep in mind the Honduras ain't no place for a tourist. No telling what you're gonna find. Cause the shrimp you're trawling ain't the only thing they're hauling, and it's best your own business to mind. Zachariah Creech wasn't just another shrimper, docked his boat at Cedar Key. A few things about him made him little different than those other sons of the sea. He trawled the Gulf since he was 10 years old and tore Tortugas to Tampico, where he'd done some time back in 29 for hauling whiskey out of Port St. Joe. He looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face in line. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father, and Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. I used to see him at the docks in Crystal River, the bars down in Tarpon Springs. Drank Canadian mist neath the moon of silver. At night sometimes he'd sing. He sang of the days when the money came easy. It had a family and a home. Well, then he sang of a hurricane that came with the old Zach alone. He carried the loss upon his shoulder from an old storm back in 33, where he drowned his sorrow in the whiskey, the sun and the wind and the sea. He reminisced about days on Tampa Bay, back when the shrimper still had respect. He said a man of the sea was somebody then, you could judge him by the way he run a net. It's a dying art, he used to tell me, one nobody wants to learn it all anymore. But nowadays it's all electronics, they use to rape the ocean's floor. He said I only trawled enough to make a living, now they're making 3 trips to my one. They're taking a lot more than the water is giving. Won't be nothing left at all in the dumb. Next time y'all in Publix and you see those big tiger striped shrimp in there, they were farm raised in Ecuador and Thailand. Yeah, you remember my friends over here on the coast that are losing their houses and everything because they can't get $1.70 a pound for their shrimp at dockside. If the store won't sell them to you cheap enough, then quit buying them that damn cheap stuff from these farms, and maybe the price will come back down where y'all can't afford it, and we keep some Florida people working. I'm not talking about any corporation people. I'm talking about just some good people been shrimping for about 4 generations in this state. I mean, you use our damn federal money to bail your big damn corporations and everything out when they fail. How about let's just buy Florida products and maybe bail our own people out? And I tell you right now, if you think California can grow a damn orange, then you might as well go out there with the rest of them fruits and nuts and flakes, because you got damn been sold out. Yeah. We don't need no damn help. Let's just buy our own damn stuff. Let's be like California. Hell, we're Florida. We got over 20 million year-round residents here. I didn't want them, but they're here. Let's support our damn selves. If you don't support Florida, Florida's not going to support you. Put your ass back in that Conestoga, Winnebago, whatever it is. Take your butt back home. You remember both sides of my family been in this state since 1791. This is hallowed ground to me. I'm sorry about where you're from. It didn't work out for every reason. You're here. Nothing got bad enough of my home to leave. He handed me down his old guitar. He gave the bottle another pull. Said, all I need are the sun and the stars, and every once in a while my belly to be full. Besides, I'm one man, call an old man. I've lived more than I got left. Write a song for me and the sons of the sea, so those that care will not forget. He said, write about the old Gulf fisherman, how he held out as long as we could. Those of us that fish by instinct, we built our boats out of wood. It was a cold day in February. Moody Singleton called me on the telephone. The Dixie ladies mourned and clothed. The old man's barely hanging on. The trawlers thought I was a strange young man, as the spongers must have thought I was queer. By the way I touched that old man's face, I held his head so near. I thought back on all the good times, made me smile though I was sad. For Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper, closest thing I knew to a dad. Well, I sat down with my fountain pen, I tried to capture his life and my lines. About a man of the sea, born in Steinhatchee, he died on his boat back in 79. He was a different kind of a sailor, a different sea from a different time. You know, Zachariah Creech was an old Gulf shrimper. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Yeah, he looked to be as old as the water that had etched his face and lines. The Gulf was his mother, the wind was his father. Zachariah Creech was a friend of mine. Yeah. It's like Jimmy Carrick said. He was trying to explain this performance of mine to Jim Stafford over there in Augustine the other day. He said, you don't know. He comes out here, he cusses everybody out, tells them to go to hell, where to go, and everything else. And then and they go to the next place he's playing, you know. Folks, I appreciate the support, and I don't ever want you to think that I take one of you for granted. And if I haven't offended you, I'll eventually come up with something that'll bother you. But, you know, well, that young country singer had that song, you know, if you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And I believe that. I believe it. But so proud to be here this year. You know, Jimmy talked about what a wonderful festival. It was wonderful. And we've got so many friends not present, but really they're here. They're here. I mean, I was talking about hallowed ground, the old marble stage. Remember the old wooden stage, you know, yeah. So many of them not here, so I got a song I'll sing to them. But I'm not going to sing it real fast like I did last night. That was kind of. But I'll sing it fast enough. We'll let the sound people get out of here. I guess I'm a little bit of everything. Seen so many flags unfurl. Someone still remembers. They come to see us from all over the world. I'm the Spanish moss hanging from the live oak trees. I'm what's left of the panther and the old manatee. I'm an eagle in flight, I'm the ocean's roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm the ghost of a Spaniard at the fountain of youth, in old Augustine by the sea. Down around Brighton, I'm a Seminole Indian who somehow through it all still walks free. I'm the sunburned face on that old Key West calm, watching hurricanes from down on Duval Street. I'm a tarpon jumping down in Chokoloskee where the Gulf and the Everglades meet. I'm the coat of gray my great-grandfather wore when in the fields at Alusty they fought. I'm the roar of the Cameron Sons mill at Lacoochee, now as vanished as the cypress they saw. Appalachicola oysters, and I'm Crystal Springs. I'm Cousin Thelma Bolton, and I'm Will McLean. Forest green, and I'm Golden Shores. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? Weathered skin of the Arcadian cowboy, riding fence on Ike's brother's herds, or canoe trip down the Myakka, where the gator's still left undisturbed. Coral's still alive out in old Tampa Bay, in a secret place my brother Ricky and I know. I'm the citrus getting ripe in the sunshine in Ben Hill Griffin's frostproof grove. Water's once clear as a swimming pool, though fewer than there used to be. Though it'll never be like yesterday, you can still catch a fish safe to eat. Take a look around me, I'm sure you'll agree. Florida's the best of the land of the free. With all of the good life right here at our door. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm a Spaniard, and I'm Frenchman, and I'm British, and I'm an Indian, I'm forest, and I'm swamplands, opportunities for all men, proud as can be when I roar. I'm Florida, need I say more? I'm Florida, need I say more?